Well, Johnny has brought so many of his friends. The one we'd like to start the evening with is a man who gained world fame by being the oldest Major League Baseball player still playing, 82 years young, and he throws with either hand. He's ambidextrous. He can throw left-handed or right-handed.
That's a very big word.
Yes, yes it is. And it means
ambidextrous.
That you can do it with either hand.
I had dyslexia first.
Yes, you certainly did.
And
but you're looking great shape.
Well, I considering, you know, I've let myself go in many ways, but what is that?
I think that's your right hand, sir.
Well, I throw right, as you said, and I throw left.
Yes.
I'm still playing, but I have to confess, I don't play in the regular games, you know, Manny, 82. It's a crowd pleaser to come out when the young people, oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What is it?
Just gonna move.
Well, why am I having this thing
on
me?
Well, you
both, it's a lavalier as well, yes.
Oh. Man, I'm sorry for you. If I'd been Robert De Niro, he'd have been shot for that.
Well, now,
where was I?
At 82, you were saying that you don't play as regularly as you used
no,
to.
No, I don't.
Little arthritis, perhaps?
Liver, everything.
Yes.
And being bipolar. throw it this way, and then I wear two gloves, by the way. When I worked in the off season, I wore gloves. As I worked on the farm, and I'd have the little blue cuffs, you know, and
yes,
they were a dime a pair. Now they're up to 15 cents a pair. At any rate, I used both the gloves in the off-season when I was doing trucks, things like that. But I usually warm up and play before the regular game gets underway.
Well, that's so wonderful.
The children love it, you know, to see it. Excuse the expression, an old fart out there, you know. Throwing a baseball with his right and then again with the left.
Well, this man's name is Woodrow
Stop
Woosh.
Stop for a while.
Felon doctor.
Attorney General has this problem.
Yes. Huh? Well, now, you went right from being a little league coach into the major leagues. That's
yeah, I tell you how I got started, which may be of interest to those people who are baseball fans. We were in the middle, before the Depression, and so I couldn't afford a baseball, and there were seven of us in the family, including Dad. And I'd throw a rock at Mother, you know, just to get her. She'd be gardening, pick up a good size rock and stone her, you know. Oh, my brother, I threw a good one at him when I was in high school. He's never been right since. Well, you got to get started somewhere.
Well, certainly. Now, Satchel Paige was in his 60s when he was pitching for the Cleveland Indians years ago.
Yeah.
He made up a lot of wonderful sayings like, don't eat fried foods, they anger the blood, and don't look behind you, someone may be gaining on you.
Yeah.
Did you ever say anything clever like that back in all the years?
Well, not that clever.
Yes.
But I did have one where I'd say, I backed down to first base when I was walked.
Yes.
You know, four balls. And I'd walk. They said, you know, you walk on down to first base. And of course, I'd back down to first base.
Yes, of course.
The kids loved it.
Right. Now, were you ever on a bubblegum card at all, sir?
No, I was never on any card. I don't know why. Lots of cards. Lou Gehrig had a card out, as you probably know.
Certainly.
Babe Ruth, Phil Rizzuto,
Rizzuto. Yes.
Well, he's gone now, so.
Eddie Stanky.
That, I mean, we called him Stinky.
You were quoted recently.
I did it, you know, in the showers.
Correct me, Mr. Fellendocker, if
I'm
wrong. I'm just reading Sports Illustrated in the Sporting News. You're quoted as saying you knew stupid Joe Jackson, but they interrupted saying not stupid Joe, shoeless Joe. And you had explained that he was stupid Joe because he had chewed his jock strap and scratched his tobacco. Did you say that?
Maybe that's for a reason.
Well, we certainly thank you for spending time with us.
This has been a wonderful moment in my life. to come up and to interview a man, 82, whose hands are shaking, so...
Well, that is wonderful, sir, and we wish you many...
What is your name?
Gary Owens.
Gary Owens. Yes, I've seen you with your hand up to your ear.
Yes, those were the Rowan and Martin laughing days.
Of course.
How pleasureful they were. We thank you, Mr. Fallendocker, for being our special guest.
Thank you.
And we have...
Hope to see you in the parking lot.
We'll see you later. Thank you, Mr. Fallendocker. Mr. Fallendocker.